But I will say that, you know, if I got offered an opportunity, I would always consider it and sort of take it. And obviously, I've had a couple of offers over the years, but never one that was enticing or sort of challenging enough, if you want to call it that, for me to relocate. But then when this one came about, it doesn't get much bigger than this, you know. So yes. It was like almost sort of a no-brainer, you know, and I had to make a decision and obviously face the challenge and go for it.
So taking on this big role, like, we know that Egypt is one of the national teams that has great success when it comes to continental. Like, what are you going to bring to the table?
Listen, I think, you know, obviously when Carlos Queiroz, you know, spoke about me to the federation and so on, I think they know me pretty well. They know my history, they know my experiences in Africa. Obviously my sort of working ethic that I have with Carlos as well. So obviously all those factors come to play, and you know, and I suppose that's why you get approached, and that's why you get given these opportunities. And so you know, that's all I can bring is you know, that's it. So they know what they're getting, I'm sure, and I think I've got an idea what I'm in for. But it's an opportunity, it's great, it's a challenge. Like I said before, that doesn't get bigger than this in this continent. And like I said, you know, if I was looking at different offers that I've had and opportunities and so on, and I've been turning down a few, and because I never felt that, you know, because I was up for it, but coming like this is, I don't think many people would turn it down.
Good. So on the basis of Egypt, like, will we see youngsters being selected for the national team?
Wow, I'm still in Cape Town.
Yes.
I can't answer you,
yes,
you know, most of the footballing questions, you know, it's sort of like, I'm only going to get there on Tuesday night, so it's very, very difficult for me to tell you who the squad is and which players and so on, you know. You know, I think only when we get there and you start watching games and going forward, you know, I can give you more information, but right now, you know,
yes,
I'm pretty limited.
No, great to hear, Coach. So the contract, it will range for how long? You have sent?
It's basically till Qatar 2022.
Okay.
That's the initial agreement, and that's what we're planning on. Who knows after that, you know, I think we've got to go step by step as far as...
Yes.
I think national teams, it works, I think, big event to big event, really. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's what it is.
Yes, Coach.
But challenging, because there's a lot of tournaments. There's obviously the qualifiers. There's the Arab Cup, which is the same as the COSAFA Cup in Southern Africa. We got Egypt plays in the Arab Cup, which is all the local players. Which you play all the neighboring countries, and then obviously there's the World Cup. So it's three big tournaments in the space of 12 months or so that we're going to have to make our way around.
So to take out of the picture, we've seen Bruce has brought like a new squad for Bafana Bafana, whereby he relied mostly on new players and local-based players instead of having to go abroad and bring in players. Will we see you, like in Egypt, doing the same, having to just outline people like Bo Mohamed Salah and just sticking with the ones who are in the Egyptian league for your observation?
I think leaving Salah out of any team in the world is going to be pretty risky. I think you've got to compare apples with apples.
Yes.
You can't compare the South African national team to the Egyptian national team at this stage.
Yes.
I think you got to, you know, yeah, they both play football, but I think they're very different. So you can't, and I'm not in any position to tell you, you know, which positions are going to be, which players are going to be called up or not. You know, I haven't seen Al Ahly play live, or Zamalek, or anybody else for that matter, and nor is Carlos. So
yes,
I think we're preempting a lot of things, and not at all. I think when we're there and Carlos is there, and I'm there to assist him, he's the main guy, you know.
Yes, yes, that's good.
So I can't tell you the approach or anything like that. You know, I think the national team like Egypt wants to win and to qualify. There's no second, I don't think, is good enough.
Yes, good.
You know, I think South Africa is probably looking for a qualification as a success story. You know, I think Egypt is looking for a lot more than that.
Yes. Coach Roger Disang, all the best for your new venture. It's you, it's Coach Peter Msiman, as well as Coach Donson and Pesita, who have invaded in Egypt. So we think like, no, that you like will flock into Egypt and will rally behind.
Yeah, at least yes. You know, at least I've got Peter to visit up there, and I think he owes me a couple of drinks and lunches, so I'm hoping to see him and having a chat and catching up as we always
yes.
do. You know, Peter gives you lots of hours of football stories, so you know, always good to catch up with him, sit around the table and talk, and who knows, have some good horse and fuck, you never know.